It's time again for Save Your Money, Save Your Teeth, the go-to podcast where curiosity meets dentistry straight from the experts. I'm Jan, and every week I'm chatting to Dr. Clifford Udelman from OptiSmile, and we take a deep dive into the world of dental care from a consumer's perspective. So whether you're looking to brighten that smile or protect your wallet, we have got you covered with the practical advice and the latest insights. So stay with us as we uncover the secrets to maintaining both your dental health and also your finances. Dr. Clifford Udelman, a big welcome back to you.
Thank you, Ian, and thank you for having me back. The sun is shining here in Cape Town, and it's a beautiful day. And talking of things shining, our next five episodes, I said that we would do something special for our listeners, and our next five episodes are on teeth whitening and everything to do with teeth whitening. And so today we'll be doing teeth whitening overview, and next week we'll be talking about in chair or at the dentist teeth whitening, and then carrying on from there we'll talk about take home whitening kits. These are the ones that you get from the dentist. And then talking about in episode four, risks and benefits of non-dental whitening. That's like from beauty salons or something that you buy off the internet or at Dis-Chem or Clicks or something. And the last one, wrapping it up, will be teeth whitening tips and advice. And we're going to try not to repeat ourselves too much. We've got five very nice episodes. I know you've got some good questions for me on each of those, and a lot of people, it's probably the most popular thing that we see at OptiSmile. People want white, bright teeth. It makes you feel younger. It makes you feel more confident. And we've done a number of episodes about the benefits of cosmetic dentistry and about veneers and about straightening your teeth. And we've kind of held off on whitening until now, because those other things to do with your oral health are so important, and you need to make sure that you spend time and money on your oral health and getting your teeth in good order before you worry about teeth whitening. But a lot of people just go straight in for the whitening. So this is probably the episode that you've been waiting for.
Exactly. So, Dr. Udelman, let's start with that overview. What are the different teeth whitening options out there and available today?
So, to broadly introduce the topic, there's professional options, which is your in-chair treatments or your in-office dental teeth whitening. People are familiar. They call it laser whitening. Very few dentists actually use an actual laser for whitening. We'll discuss that in more detail. It's generally just an LED light or a very bright light. The other professional option, which we'll talk about next in the following episode, is take-home kits, which are prescribed by dentists and often delivered by their dental hygienists, if they have a hygienist, or by the dentist himself. And then you've got the over-the-counter options, which I guess includes something that you would buy on the internet. That's your whitening strips, your whitening toothpaste. They all have a varying effectiveness. Something like a whitening strip, which we don't have in South Africa. Colgate whitening strips are very popular in the US, where I practiced for 16 years. They work fairly well. But we'll be talking about those in its own episode. And basically the professional treatments from the dentist, they're much stronger. They will get into the details, but they basically give you a much more consistent result without damaging your teeth.
Right. And how do professional whitening treatments differ from these at-home methods?
So the professional in-chair whitening give you immediate significant results. We'll talk about it in detail, but we basically use a 35% hydrogen peroxide. Everyone's heard of hydrogen peroxide. It's a natural substance that we actually make in our own saliva, and it's not toxic. You put it on wounds, and when it gets up into the very high concentrations, It can actually burn the gums, but it doesn't burn the teeth. We'll talk in detail about that. The at home, there's the convenience. It's slower and more gradual. The in-chair does give an immediate and significant result, like I said. The professional teeth whitening, both the in-chair and at home, we use a higher concentration of whitening agents. So the at home, there's basically two types. As I said, I don't want to keep saying we'll get into this in more detail, but we will. So keep listening. We'll do a whole episode. Take home, there's 7.5% hydrogen peroxide, 9.5% hydrogen peroxide, and then there's 10% carbamide peroxide. That's the traditional take-home one that a lot of people hate. It's the one that you put in a tray and you wear it overnight. And so sometimes take-home whitening from the dentist gets a bad rap because of that overnight one, and people find that one a hassle. It's not one that I generally recommend for our patients, except if they're wearing Invisalign. Then we use the 10% overnight one because they're wearing their Invisalign's at night anyway.
Right. And moving on, Dr. Yudelman, what factors should someone consider when they choose a whitening method?
So basically, there's a few things that one should look at, and that's budget, the speed of the results, and sensitivity. So starting with budget, professional treatments obviously cost more, but they're faster. So whether it's the in-chair or the take-home, the dentist is trained and has done courses and has researched and has chosen particular brands and materials, and your results are somewhat guaranteed depending on the practice. At OptiSmile, we actually call it WOW, OptiSmile WOW, which is our way of whitening, which means that we customize it for each and every patient. This patient might come in and we might recommend an in-chair whitening followed up by overnight with carbamide peroxide, or this person may come in and their budget is lower and we might recommend just getting professional take-home trays and 7.5% hydrogen peroxide. So we customize it for the patient and for their teeth in every case. The other one is sensitivity. So if you have teeth that are already very sensitive, I recommend that you listen to our previous podcast about sensitivity and about diet and acid erosion and so on. But people who have sensitivity, we would customize. We would use a lower concentration product, and we would customize. We can also use desensitizing gels. That's very important. You're certainly going to be hearing more about all of that in the next episodes or later on. And then existing dental work we're going to talk about. So crowns or veneers do not whiten, and old fillings in your front teeth do not whiten, and they require special consideration. So in a nutshell, those are the factors that someone should consider when choosing a whitening method.
Okay, that's very interesting. And then my next question to you, Dr. Yudelman, is how long can one expect these results of the teeth whitening to actually last?
So there is some disagreement amongst dentists. So people will say in-chair whitening treatments can last for up to a year or more. Now, at OptiSmile, we always recommend that if someone is going to do an in-chair whitening, that they do it in combination with take-home trays. Because if you get an in-chair whitening and you don't do the take-home trays, you will, you know, you might be quite happy with 3 or 4 or 5 shades whiter after your in-chair session. But a week or 2 weeks later, they do rebound back quite far. And so you know, to say that they last a year or more, that's not really the case. But if you do a take-home kit after your in-chair whitening and you do it for 2 or 3 weeks, or depending on your situation, your in-chair whitening should last a year or more. But once you have the take-home kits, which is more gradual, you can just touch up once a month. You put some gel in and you do 1 or 2 sessions every month, and you basically keep that benefit of that in-chair whitening, which leads me to say that Take-home kits are gradual. They're not as fast as in-chair whitening, but they're long-lasting because you do your initial 2 or 3 weeks or 4 weeks, however long it takes you specifically to get your teeth whiter with the take-home trays. And then you have the trays, and every month you basically do touch-ups and maintenance. So people who go and spend a lot of money on in-chair and they refuse to do anything at home, they actually, you know, cheating themselves, because they might find that once a year isn't enough to keep their teeth white. And there are people, I say, they've got more money than brains, and they don't actually listen to our advice. And they get an in-chair and they say, I'd rather that you do it. I'll come back in a few weeks and I'll spend another X thousand of rand, and you can just do it again in-chair, and so on and so forth. And from a dental point of view, we don't really recommend repeating the high concentration of hydrogen peroxide, you know, every few weeks. You're way better off doing an in-chair followed by take-home. And if you only listened up to here and you don't listen to anything else in any of our podcasts coming in the coming weeks, you've just saved your money, save your teeth. This is what we're all about. So that's very good advice for anybody interested in white teeth.
Now, Doctor, I'm very curious to ask you the following. Any type of stains that whitening cannot remove?
So first of all, I think we should say that whitening works best for people that had nice white teeth when they were younger. And as they're getting older, their teeth are looking more and more yellow. And that's from surface stains, from tea, coffee, smoking, red wine, etc. As you get older, there's little micro cracks. Your teeth absorb, you know, curry, turmeric, things like that. Those types of stains are very, very responsive to either in-chair or in-chair plus take-home or take-home on their own. They also, I've just seen a patient now, he's getting Invisalign and he's 16. He's very self-conscious about his teeth. We'll talk about age, you know, the age that you should or shouldn't do whitening and so on. But if someone's very self-conscious, there are ways to even do it. Obviously, he hasn't had enough time on this planet to have done too much smoking, cigars or cigarettes or red wine or coffee. His teeth are just naturally yellow, and it does work well on that. But if somebody has trauma on a tooth, or tooth with a root canal, if somebody has been on medication like tetracyclines, there are ways to whiten those teeth, but it's not like your everyday whitening. That's where you definitely need the specialized care of a dentist that knows what they're doing. We may speak a little bit about what's called a walking bleach, or where a tooth has gone dark from trauma, but that's getting into too much detail. So basically, just your normal tray and in-chair whitening won't work so well on those single teeth and so on, but there are ways to whiten them. And some stains may require alternative cosmetic procedures.
And I'm also pretty curious to know if teeth whitening can actually work on dental restorations like crowns or veneers, for example.
That's a great question. So a lot of people want to know, why can't I just come in and get a whitening with your hygienist? Or why do you have to examine me or take an x-ray before I get my teeth whitened? Or we get people who've gone to either a beauty salon that's using dental products that only a dentist is supposed to use, or people that have bought something from overseas that it does have hydrogen peroxide. And what they didn't know is that old fillings, veneers, and crowns do not whiten at all. It only affects natural teeth. And so they go and they get a whole bunch of whitening done, and it is effective because they're using professional strength, but they didn't get professional advice first. And then they end up with blotchy, if you've got a crown on one front tooth that matches your teeth perfectly, and then you go and you whiten, that crown won't whiten. Then you have to go and spend a whole lot of money to replace that crown. There are cases where patients have had a crown that used to match perfectly, now their teeth have gone yellow, and under professional care, we give them take-home trays because we can monitor that, and they whiten until their teeth are just a tiny bit whiter than the crown, knowing that in a week's time they'll rebound or bounce back and everything will match for the next year or two, and then they've got their trays and they can touch up. But if they do it unsupervised and the teeth go very white because of a professional product, they end up then you've got to wait a few years or maybe 10 years for your teeth to go yellow again, or you've got to get that crown replaced. We sometimes do that intentionally when people have maybe two veneers on their two front teeth and they match their teeth and their teeth are yellow, where we tell them ahead of time, we're going to whiten all your teeth as much as possible. And when you're ready, we wait 7 to 10 days, let the color settle, and then we're going to replace those fillings or those veneers or those crowns, and we're going to match everything up. And then every few months, you'll just touch up your own teeth and you'll keep everything, you know, matching. I think we'll get into that in more detail, but that's very good advice if someone only is listening to this podcast and doesn't listen to our future ones. So obviously, consider replacing your restorations if teeth are whitened, and you always want to consult with a dentist if you have any fillings on your front teeth. In fact, never whiten your teeth without asking your dentist. And if your dentist isn't, if it's just a general practice or not to generalize, but like a medical aid practice that mainly does a lot of fillings and, you know, old fashioned amalgam fillings, and they say, yes, we can whiten your teeth, and it's not something they do all day, every day, you might want to look up cosmetic dentist and shop around and speak to someone. You could do a free video consult with us at OptiSmile, and we'll point you in the right direction. If you don't live in Cape Town. So if you go on our website and listen to the upcoming podcast.
Now, doctor, for those concerned, any side effects when it comes to teeth whitening?
So if you Google teeth whitening and sensitivity, or you go on Reddit or Facebook, people talk about they got their teeth whitened at a beauty salon, or they got their teeth whitened by a young dentist with no experience, and their gums got burnt. So if you get hydrogen peroxide on your gums and it's more than a 9.5%, or if you have a 9.5% peroxide and you put it in a tray and you don't follow the directions, the 9.5%, you only put it in for 20, 30 minutes max, and you only put a tiny little bit, which we'll speak about in detail. But if you put too much, or you leave it for too long, it will burn your gums. Or if a beauty salon or someone that's doing it, you know, like a backstreet teeth whitening place off of Instagram or Facebook, those do exist, even in Cape Town. I've seen ads, and it looks like they are using professional products. What we do is we cover up the gums very carefully with special material, and we're very cautious not to get the stuff on your gums. So if you're getting it done professionally, you shouldn't worry about burning the gums. And if someone's given you trays, not something you bought over the counter or over the internet, you know, you get proper instruction. The trays are made to fit your own teeth. The other thing you'll hear about is zingers, or very, very sharp, uncontrollable pain that come in waves every 5 or 10 minutes, sometimes for a day or two. If you see someone who's not properly trained and they do in-chair whitening with the professional stuff, and they've put it on for too many sessions, like you get a kit that comes with 4, 8, 10, or 15 minute sessions, and some people insist on getting all 4 of those done in one go, and I can guarantee you your teeth will be sensitive. We've adjusted our fees accordingly at OptiSmile, and we will only ever do 2 sessions of in-chair whitening. We use something called Flash from Germany. We did use other products that are very common and popular in South Africa, and we used to see a lot of those, even with fewer sessions. We did have patients complain about those zingers. We used to prepare them for it, but we've now found a way to do that type of teeth whitening where we avoid it. It's very rare that we get anybody getting those very painful shooting, stabbing pains. It is terrible when people do get it, and unfortunately, painkillers and desensitizer don't work. So that's just a warning to people. Make sure that you go somewhere that's very experienced. And if they're using a light and they're using professional stuff and trying to protect your gums, it better be a registered oral hygienist or dentist that is trained. And it's actually illegal for anyone to use professional stuff in South Africa and worldwide, but they do. So just be warned. And if you're using trays or you have had in-chair whitening and there is minor sensitivity, I'm not talking about the zingers, maybe your teeth are a bit sensitive at the gum line, we always give patients desensitizers, special toothpaste. There's a number of things that we can do to prevent that.
And now that we're talking about all that kind of stuff, what about safety? How safe is teeth whitening for sensitive teeth, doctor?
So in-chair treatments can be adjusted for sensitivity, like I mentioned. Most patients, some people can tolerate maybe 3 sessions and very few people can tolerate 4, but I would recommend against it. We will use a lower concentration and shorter times. Like with in-chair, we shorten the time and we shorten the intensity of the light. For patients that have had teeth whitening with severe sensitivity before, we may just recommend that they use only a take-home tray. And I would normally give them the 7.5% hydrogen peroxide and recommend they start off with only 10 minutes a day or 15 minutes a day and maybe use it every alternate day and use desensitizer for half an hour for a few days before they even use it. There's a number of things that we can do. And desensitizing toothpaste before and after can help as well. This is obviously something that needs to be customized for you by your dentist or by OptiSmart.
Doctor, any age restrictions?
So it's generally for adults. We recommend it for adults. You can be 70 or 80 or 90 and still get your teeth whitened. In fact, it works very well on people in their 60s and 70s, and it works very quickly. The teeth are more porous, they've absorbed. And the more yellow or brown your teeth are, the better it works. Funnily enough, we can get huge results with 1 in-chair and a week of take-home in a person of 60 or 65 that has very yellow teeth, where their teeth used to be young, whiter when they were younger. At OptiSmile, we will treat patients younger. We generally like to wait until they're 16 to 18 years old, unless it's really affecting them. I have whitened teeth for patients as young as 14, where they've got brown blotches on their teeth and so on. But you always want to consult with your own dentist for age-appropriate advice.
And then finally, Dr. Yudelman, what are the latest advancements in teeth whitening technology?
So at OptiSmile, we're always on the lookout for new materials and new products and so on. And we're actually using what we think is the best and the latest and the greatest. You could go to a dentist who's been using a product for years and years and does get complaints about sensitivity or has some kind of outdated method. And it would still work, but you won't be getting the latest benefits. Although previous research showed that the light doesn't do much to enhance the activity, we have seen with flash particularly that if we use it without the light as opposed to with the light, we do get quite different results. So the light works. We love the flash light. There are other lights on the market that we feel are just too strong and can cause sensitivity. And there's also things built into the take-home gels like fluoride and built-in desensitizer and nano hydroxyapatite and all kinds of chemicals and things that are made to strengthen and whiten your teeth. There are a lot of studies that show that whitening your teeth can actually strengthen them as opposed to weakening them. And there's amazing stuff for reducing sensitivity, and it's so easy just to do it at home. My personal preference, actually, I get a lot of patients that come in and they need to get some fillings done and they may be on a budget. And I tell them, you know, save your money. So don't spend all that extra money. Those in-chair teeth whitening kits are expensive. We pay a fortune for them because of the exchange rate and because there's monopolies in South Africa, and they charge us a lot of extra money, and we pass that on to the patient, of course. And I tell patients, you've got to use the trays anyway, unless you're in a big hurry. Just get the trays. We charge around about 2,000 rand to make trays. And then we sell the gel for 380 rand a tube. But most people only need three tubes. If you need desensitizer or something else, you could pay a little bit more. But that's what we charge at OptiSmile for take home. I think it ends up being around about 3,000 rand. If you do in chair, you're going to pay a lot more. So I tell people, save your money and just do the take home. There's people listening to this, other dentists, like I've said before, don't report me to the HBCSA or report me to the HBCSA. This is what we do at OptiSmile. I'm not saying that's what you must do, but we're all about the consumer and about saving your money and saving your teeth. So I hope we've helped a lot of people. I know that's your last question, and I hope that all of this information is very helpful.
Absolutely. A big thank you to you once again, Dr. Clifford Yodelman, for sharing all your expertise with us today, and also to our listeners for tuning in, and looking forward to the next one about in-chair whitening.
Brilliant. We're really going to expand on the details. There might be a little bit of repetition, but there's a lot more to learn. So tune in next week if you're considering in-chair whitening.
Looking forward to it. That's it for this week's edition. And remember, while we strive to provide valuable insights, always consult with your own dental professional for advice tailored to your personal health. Also, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast for more enlightening discussions. And join us again next time as we continue to explore the fascinating intersection of dental health and also financial savvy. Until then, keep smiling and taking great care of your teeth.
Discover the world of dental excellence with OptiSmile. Join us for a weekly podcast featuring Dr. Clifford Yodelman, a seasoned expert with 40 years of dental experience across four continents. Gain unique insights and expert dental advice by visiting optismile.co.za for articles that illuminate the path to optimal oral health. If you're seeking unparalleled dental care in Cape Town, get in touch with OptiSmile or book directly online on optismile.co.za. OptiSmile, where global expertise meets local care.